Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey. I neglected my little Instapot. I went down to the basement and I saw it sitting there on the shelf. I was like, hi, old friend. Where have you been?
Right there you are.
And my Instapot talked back and said, use me. Use me and abuse me. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I put some chicken broth in there, some veggies and chicken, various herbs and spices. Noodles and boom, chicken noodle soup last night. It was money.
I don't use my Instapot like I should either.
Get it out.
I usually go to the crock pot for the soup game, but you're saying Instapot. I may have to try
that. The nice thing about the crock pot is if you got 9 to 10 hours to kill,
But
sometimes, busy parents, you got to get dinner within an hour and a half. Boom, done. And the Instapot, you fire that baby up and you're good to go. You're money.
Okay.
The only thing is, his knickknack is terrified of it.
I always think it's going to explode.
Yeah, because of horror stories.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of ones that have exploded on the Instagrammies where the ceiling is embedded or the lid is embedded in the ceiling. And that's always slightly concerning. So
just click start and run.
Yeah, I always tell the kids, I'm like, stay away from the Instapot. Don't touch it. Don't even look at it.
The dinner's ready in an hour.
It could blow up. Yeah, it could blow up. Don't even look at it. Stay away. So I had that last night, and I thought it was kind of funny because, I don't know, Katie, can you tell us a story in 60 seconds about how you were bummed out last night?
Oh, I was supposed to go to a really, nice Italian restaurant last night for dinner, and it got canceled at the last minute, and I was super sad about it, and I had my heart all set on lasagna, so then I wandered around the grocery store looking for lasagna that spoke to me, and there was none of it.
Eat
so
me.
I went home, and I made chicken and rice, and
I was
so mad at it the whole time I'm eating it. I'm like, you're stupid.
Rice
to the
stupid.
Rice, I know. And even the avocado came in to play a little. I was like, go sit down. What are you doing? I was so mad.
Get out my face.
At my dinner last night. Like, it was...
Avocados from Mexico.
Shut up! I hate your stupid jingle.
I know.
I wanted some lasagna in my mouth.
Exactly. I did.
It's funny because we had an all-staff meeting yesterday, and we had pizza in here, and Katie's like, I'm skipping the pizza.
Yeah, because I was going to have lasagna.
Saving these calories for my lasagnas.
Yeah. And then last minute, nothing. Not one garlic knot.
Well, I blame your friend who canceled. She's the worst.
I love her, but
she's the worst. Unnecessary cancellation. What a punk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know she listens early, so.
I know you do.
Colleen, you suck.
I love you.
Well, it's sports time.
I was just talking to one of our sports guys next door for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
He was getting water. He's like, I'm so thirsty. I got to get some water. It's like, God, they all sound the same.
They do.
It's like, I got to stay hydrated. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today.
I was like, really, do you? I was like, what's the big sports news of the day? You got some good pickleball stories or something?
The Broncos, obviously.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Broncos a little later. But
yeah, we're talking pickleball today on Altitude.
They've got all kinds of stuff to talk about over there.
Sports for days. Speaking of sports,
all the training camps are in session. And, of course, the Chiefs are out there practicing their hut-huts and their flea flickers. So, of course, they got Travis Kelce out there. I guess he's been in the news lately. And they asked him, of course, not about sports ball plays or, what the upcoming season's going to bring. Very first question. Hey, how was the wedding? Do you still love Taylor?
It was a fun off season, man. Wedding was the best night of my life. I appreciate everybody who came out and celebrated and, had fun with us. So it was a crazy night. It was full of a lot of celebration, but it's football, baby.
Yeah, boy.
It's football,
poor
baby.
Taylor's got to be married to that for the rest of her life.
Oh, look here.
He added it was a childhood dream to be at Madison Square Garden. Oh, that's fun.
It's quite the flex.
It is.
We just never saw Taylor's
getting married there. Like, Travis for sure. I mean, sports guy getting married, MSG, the mecca of the world, sports world.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what? They made
it sounds
the
like he had a good time,
together.
Though.
Exactly.
Like, MSG is what you add to food.
Yeah, it's what's in ramen. Yeah. That's why you should eat a lot of ramen.
Yes.
Full of MSG. What?
Okay.
Read the label.
You're
right.
Katie, here's one. Here's a sports story you might want to check out. Alex Rodriguez is in the news. A-Rod, right?
Yes.
Tried to get the word out about a new meal prep company he's part of. But nobody heard anything about the protein-packed options in the meal plan because they were looking at his protein-packed option.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, if you watch the video, he had some... He had some like kind of soft looking pants on that were kind of tight though, and people were distracted by his A-Rod, if you know what I mean.
Was he wearing pants?
All the comments were just eggplant emojis. Nothing about his new meal company. There's a lot of Jennifer Lopez memes going.
Well, now we know why Jenny from the Block was so excited about A-Rod. So, huh?
He could still swing that bat, it looks like.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to check that out, you can probably just Google A-Rod's new meal prep company video.
Oh, you absolutely can.
And then,
yes, you can.
Avert your eyes, or don't let the children watch it.
Oh my goodness.
His Rod A.
That's exciting.
Woo-wee. Sports. Joshua, you got anything else?
Hard-hitting stuff. Yeah, real quick, the Jonas Brothers, they're getting their NFL on. They're going to be performing at the halftime show for the brand-new Melbourne game on September 10th. The NFC West actually has taken on a new matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, and they're heading down under. They're going to Australia.
So did A-Rod.
Okay. For the first time ever, and... it's exciting because I like the Jonas Brothers.
This is
play
exciting.
Their music, and they're going to be down there. But a lot of the NFL players are kind of up in arms about this.
Are they?
It's about a 20-hour flight to get to Australia.
Unbelievable.
And they do not like what it is doing to
in
their
first
bodies.
First class.
Okay. You're like
nice leather seats on private jets.
And expected to go
with their gold chains and, you know,
what is that
bottle service. Oh, man, I got to get on a 20-hour flight on a private jet. And I could nap the whole time. Oh, man.
All right, well, that doesn't sound as... You're making it sound like it's not that bad.
It's not.
That
it's
sucks.
That's easy peasy. These guys are spoiled.
It's like yesterday there still. That's how many hours ago
Yeah, but
it is.
When you get there, they got kangaroos. Ooh, okay. And boomerangs and didgeridoos.
See, already
wow,
better.
Wow.
Can I have your attention, please?
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ.
On Mix 100.
I don't know about you guys, but I love the sound of people screaming bloody murder. I am into it. You into it, Katie?
This is so
yeah,
into
you
it.
Love it too, don't you? Well, I guess some people don't like it, weirdos. It's specifically people living near Universal Studios Hollywood because they're currently testing a new roller coaster called the Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift, which sounds awesome. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. It hits 72 miles per hour. It has hills and loops. And a feature where the coaster's cars twist like you're drifting. Anyway, some neighbors out there are already pissed because it's too loud, including bloody murder screams from the riders, is the quote.
Well, duh.
It sounds like somebody getting murdered out there. Here's a lady they interviewed on the local news in Hollywood.
I'm sitting here at my desk doing work, and there's like this crazy roller coaster sound. 5 minutes you hear, ah! And you're like, is this really happening?
Yeah, it sounds like it's really happening. That poor
you're
lady.
You're by a theme park. Of course you're going to hear screams.
Yeah,
right?
It's like people getting pissed at airplanes because you live near the airport.
Yeah. Or like
people getting pissed by Vandermeer.
Vandermeer, this is exactly it. Like, you bought your house by a theme park. Why are you surprised?
Right?
I don't know.
Other people are saying that the ride sounds bloody awesome. He's getting water. He's like, I'm so thirsty. I gotta get some water. It's like, God, they all sound the same.
They do.
It's like, I gotta stay hydrated. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. I was like, really, do you?
I was like, what's the big sports news of the day? You got some good pickleball stories or something?
Well, the Broncos, obviously.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Broncos a little later. But
yeah, so we're talking pickleball today on Altitude.
They've got all kinds of stuff to talk
sports
about
sports for
there.
Days. Speaking of sports.
All the training camps are in session, and of course, the Chiefs are out there practicing their hut-huts and their flea flickers. So, of course, they got Travis Kelce out there. I guess he's been in the news lately. And they asked him, of course, not about sports ball plays or, you know, what the upcoming season's going to bring. Very first question, Hey, how was the wedding? Do you still love Taylor?
It was a fun off-season, man. Wedding was the best night of my life. I appreciate everybody who came out and celebrated and, you know, had fun with us. It was a crazy night. It was full of a lot of celebration, but it's football, baby.
Yeah, boy.
It's football,
poor
baby.
Taylor's got to be married to that for the rest of her life.
Oh, look.
He added it was a childhood dream to be at Madison Square Garden. Oh, that's fun.
It's quite the flex. Like,
it is.
You know, we're getting married. We just took
I just
over.
Never saw Taylor getting married there. Like, Travis, for sure. I mean, sports guy getting married, MSG, the mecca of the world, sports world.
But I don't even know what that means.
You know what? They made
sounds like he had a good time, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, MSG is what you add to food.
Yeah, it's what's in ramen. Yeah. That's why you shouldn't eat a lot of ramen.
Yes.
Full of MSG. What?
Okay.
Read the label.
He's technically
You're right.
Okay, here's one. Here's a sports story you might want to check out. Alex Rodriguez is in the news. A-Rod, right?
Mm, yes.
Tried to get the word out about a new meal prep company he's part of. But nobody heard anything about the protein-packed options in the meal plan because they were looking at his protein-packed option.
What?
Yeah, if you watch the video, he had some... He had some like kind of soft looking pants on that were kind of tight though, and people were distracted by his A-Rod, if you know what I mean.
Was he wearing linen?
All the comments were just eggplant emojis. Nothing about his new meal company. There's a lot of Jennifer Lopez memes going.
Well, now we know why Jenny from the Block was so excited about A-Rod, so, huh?
He could still swing that bat, it looks like.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to check that out, you can probably just Google A-Rod's new meal prep company video.
Oh, you absolutely can.
And then,
yes, you can.
Avert your eyes, or don't let the children watch it.
Oh my goodness.
His Rod A?
That's exciting. Woo-wee.
Sports. Joshua, you got anything else?
Hard-hitting stuff. Yeah, real quick, the Jonas Brothers, they're getting their NFL on. They're going to be performing at the halftime show for the brand-new Melbourne game on September 10th. The NFC West actually has taken on a new matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, and they're heading down under. They're going to Australia.
So did A-Rod.
Okay. For the first time ever, and... it's exciting because I like the Jonas Brothers.
This is
play
exciting.
Their music, and they're going to be down there. But a lot of the NFL players are kind of up in arms about this.
Are they?
It's about a 20-hour flight to get to Australia.
Unbelievable.
And they do not like what it is doing to
in
their bodies.
In first class.
Well, okay. You're like completely
nice leather
jet-lagged
seats on private jets.
And expected to go
with their gold chains and, you know,
what is that,
bottle service. Oh, man, I got to get on a 20-hour flight on a private jet. And I could nap the whole time. Oh man!
Right. Well, that doesn't sound as you're making it sound like it's not that bad.
It's not.
That
it's
sucks.
That's easy peasy. These guys are spoiled.
They're like it's like yesterday there still. That's how many hours ago.
Yeah, but
it
they,
is.
When you get there, they got kangaroos and boomerangs and didgeridoos.
See, already
wow,
better.
Wow.
I have your attention, please.
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
Nah, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
I don't know about you guys, but I love the sound of people screaming bloody murder. I am into it. You into it, Katie?
This is so
yeah,
into
you
it.
Love it too, don't you? Well, I guess some people don't like it, weirdos. It's specifically people living near Universal Studios Hollywood because they're currently testing a new roller coaster called the Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift, which sounds awesome. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. It hits 72 miles per hour. It has hills and loops. And a feature where the coaster's cars twist like you're drifting. Anyway, some neighbors out there are already pissed because it's too loud, including bloody murder screams from the riders, is the quote.
Well, duh.
It sounds like somebody getting murdered out there. Here's a lady they interviewed on the local news in Hollywood.
I'm sitting here at my desk doing work, and there's like this crazy roller coaster sound. 5 minutes you hear, ah! And you're like, is this really happening?
Yeah, it sounds like it's really happening. That poor
you're
lady.
By a theme park. Of course you're going to hear screams.
Yeah,
right?
It's like people getting pissed at airplanes because you live near the airport.
Yeah, or like...
people getting pissed by Vandermeer.
Vandermeer, this is exactly it. Like, you bought your house by a theme park. Why are you surprised?
Ah!
Right?
I don't know.
Other people are saying that the ride sounds bloody awesome. So I want to get out there and ride it. That's
the name alone, it's like, sign me up.
Yeah. Usher has dismissed online speculation. You just spelled his name.
Oh, yeah. That's what
congratulations.
You do. R-A-Y-M.
Yeah.
O-N-D. Baby, tell me what you want to do with me.
Well, school is back in session, so thank you for spelling that out.
You're welcome.
He is dismissing online speculation that he uses a body double during his concert. Now, this all started after a concert just a couple days ago, actually, at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, when fans were circulating videos claiming that he looked different than usual. He doesn't look quite like Usher.
Really?
So they're saying maybe he's using a body double because, you know, he's getting up there. Maybe his abs aren't that sexy anymore like he was when he was in his 20s.
No.
And he wrote on his Instagram, y'all are funny. A clone, really? You can't clone this.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, how y'all coming up with this? AI ain't that advanced.
And then did he spell his name? U-S-H. See, I've seen him once. Josh has seen him twice that I know of.
Oh, Josh loves his abs.
I don't think that he has a body double. I would say that was Usher the whole time.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. When Katie saw him, though, she was like,
how did you know?
I just had a hunch. That would be hard to pull off, I think, in a stadium full of 70,000 people or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Using a fake, you know, a body double.
Yeah.
What is that?
And he has tattoos and everything.
Well,
like,
that's easy.
No, but to be able to get them perfect?
It
no, it's not.
Sure, it would
it's
be.
Not. It's
easy,
not.
Easy, easy. Get a Hollywood makeup actor out there, or person. Yeah. Hollywood makeup.
Artist.
Yep.
Per
there
prop. Per professional.
Here we go. Yep.
Yep.
People that are big fans of 90s TV shows, you're going to like this. Netflix is going to continue to stream Seinfeld for another 5 years following a renewed license agreement with Sony Pictures Television. After this many years, Seinfeld is still king.
I still love it.
I know, that's the thing. It resonates with, like,
it reached 60 million Americans in the first half of this year alone.
I mean, the new generations, they like the old stuff. They're getting into Friends. They're getting into Seinfeld, you know? All those old shows, they dig it.
Because they're good.
That's it,
quality programming.
I understand why they like them.
Spitting out now.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got, Katie?
Okay, so have you ever gotten a ticket in the mail after they clocked you, like, speeding or something?
No, because I don't break the law.
They shut up. You're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I would play that, but my computer's frozen.
Dang computer. Well, they don't play in Aurora, so you can't get away with that anymore under a new law.
Well,
that was passed.
There you go. Yeah, it unfroze there. That's when it unfroze. Right at that moment.
Okay. So under this new law, the photo radar citation, they're going to assign it to the vehicle's registered owner unless the vehicle was sold, leased, reported, stolen, or the owner died. So unless one of those things happened, you're going to get a ticket. They're not going to look at who was driving the vehicle and issue the ticket to them, right? Before, it was like the world's worst kept secret. You could just say to the city, that wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not going to even play it
and
again.
You could get away with it. So now they've completely closed that, and they're just going to issue the citation to the owner of the vehicle. So in Aurora specifically, just be aware.
Do you
of that.
Know what I sound like if I get one of those?
Camera
tickets, and I go out to my mail and I get it, and I'm like, what the heck is this?
And then
I walk back up the street into my house, close the garage door, get into my kitchen, grab a knife out of the drawer, slice open that envelope, and then I look at it, and it's like, speeding ticket, and I'm like,
all that for that, huh? Yeah. Okay. Ready for this next one? The flock party at the Denver Zoo, because it's pink. And more pink!
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Hey, it's Thursday, but, you know, it's the flamingos strutting their stuff at the zoo. So this is to raise awareness and boast 130 years of conservation for the zoo, the Big Flock Party. So it's a flamingo-raised fundraiser, and it's an all-inclusive event. It's got small plates of food, craft cocktails, live music, and pink, and more pink!
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
You also get up-close animal experiences. I saw people posting stuff about this last year and even leading up to it coming up on Saturday, August 22nd. So that's a week from this Saturday. But they were posting pictures of the flamingos just walking around the zoo. They let them just kind of go out and wander, and you can just, like, hang out with them. And it's neat.
Hey, flamingo.
Yes, exactly.
I'm having snacks.
I don't know what you'd say to a flamingo, but...
But do you know what they sound like? Like, when they're out walking around?
What?
And you're like, hey, flamingo, look at my snacks.
And they're
like, that's actually pretty close.
It is pretty close. I was going to say, wow, you are spot on with your flamingo impression.
Pretty
there.
Tapped into the flamingo community.
I can see that. I can see
on Wednesdays,
that.
We were pink.
So perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, and then one more. Twilight stars are going to be coming to Colorado. So,
oh, really?
And big ones, too. Ashley Green and Kellan Lutz.
Those are some of my favorites.
Well, awesome. Are you a fan
I love
of
Ashley
Twilight,
Lutz.
Ashley
are you
Green
Jeremy
and Kellan
a-
Lutz. They were so popular.
Katie,
back in
I waited
the day.
In line when that first movie came
yes,
out. Like opening night, midnight showing.
Yeah.
I was dressed as a vampire. I threw glitter all over me.
Because you know that they sparkle.
And then when they
See,
threw open the doors
them.
And I went in,
yes.
I was like,
ah! Ashley
yeah,
Green
huge fan.
And Kellan Lutz are huge stars in the Twilight series.
Obviously.
So, they're going to be at Paramount Theater for a Twilight screening and even a live Q&A afterward.
Oh, wow.
They're going to share their insights and memories, guys.
I love insights and memories.
See? So you get it. And if you don't, okay, so you're not familiar with the movies. Ashley and Kellan, they played Alice. And Emmett.
Yep,
see?
That's right.
You get it? They were adoptive vampire siblings.
Vampire siblings,
see?
Yep.
I knew it.
I knew
that.
I know the whole story. I know it all.
Ah! Okay.
What's the main chick's name?
Oh, yeah. That was the one. She's. Oh,
it's Bella.
It's Bella, but no, I'm trying to think of the actress's name because she's always like really down in the dumps. And
yes.
Very, what's her name?
Kristen Stewart.
It's Kristen. Hey. It was on the tip of my
and
tongue.
And who's the guy
Come
vampire?
On.
Taylor Lautner.
No,
he was the werewolf.
Yep.
But Batman was the main guy.
See?
Ah! You guys, I'm tapped in.
You are.
It's just been so many years. Like, I consume so much. Vampire content, like I get all my names mixed up.
I mean, that and True Blood, I know.
Yeah,
you don't even know which way's
left.
Yeah,
and I eat a lot of Count Chocula in the morning, so I'm like all jacked up on sugar. Ah!
Well, there you go. There's your Mile High Hype, all sparkly and
all
right. stuff.
Well, no more explosive diarrhea for you. Oh, man.
Really?
So refreshing. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm reading the story this morning. They're saying the 2026 lettuce recall issued by Taylor Farms for all their products. It has essentially cleared the active shelf life window. So all the products that were there on the shelves with the expiration dates, all that has now passed on all that. So it's essentially all been removed and hopefully fresh stuff that isn't covered in monster parasites.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has replaced it on the shelves. So they're saying you might be kind of in the clear, but tread lightly.
Yeah, see, I'm not convinced.
You can dabble in the lettuce.
No, I'm going to need a couple rounds of lettuce to come out before
really?
I truly trust the window of shelf life. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We're going to need a couple test rounds.
You need people to go before you.
Exactly. Like,
we're
not going to just jump back into the lettuce game when that's what was going on.
Yeah. They're saying at this point, at least, everything that was bad has been pulled from shelves. The expiration date has passed.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You never know.
I will let everybody else test that theory.
Well, get this. Cause... Speaking of lettuce, I've got this story this morning, and it made me smile. Scientists have finally created a way to put protein into lettuce. They are now, because the world of protein maxing has evolved into lettuce. They've actually created a way where they can shoot pig genes into the lettuce. So you get the same amount of protein as eating like a pork chop in your lettuce now. Do you even lettuce, bro?
I can't.
I got 40 grams of protein lettuce in me, bro. Let's hit the gym. Spot me, Brent.
Is it at least going to make the lettuce taste like bacon?
It does not say that in the story at all.
That would convince me to get back in that lettuce game. Like, I would suit up for that,
but
right?
But they're saying a lot of these health experts are saying there's, like, recipes now and stuff with this lettuce where you can put it in your air fryer and have, like, lettuce crisps. Ooh, little lettuce chips.
Well, like kale. You could do that with kale for forever, so why couldn't
you? Bacon, though.
Yeah. Yes.
So now you're going to have little lettuce crisps that have pig protein in it, and you can get your protein on that way and feel kind of healthy, I guess.
We're going to have to change the whole little rhyme, though. This little piggy went to the gym.
This little piggy had a salad.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
We'll think of you. Actually, there's some stuff going on at Fiddler's this weekend to help out kind of a nonprofit that I might show up for.
Really?
Yeah, kind of like food insecurity, helping others type
stuff.
You're
such a good human.
Yeah, it's actually Philo's Kitchen. They are good people over there at Philo's
Kitchen. You're just kind of glomming onto
them. I'm just like really excited about what they're doing. They're like repurposing food that would just get thrown away by restaurants and whatnot.
They're
making meals, freezing it, and then giving it extra shelf life. And so I just think it's such an amazing concept because anyone who's worked in the food industry knows there's so much food that gets thrown away. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you really sad to think about the people who need food and all the food that gets thrown away. And so they've found this little middle ground really just makes such a big difference. So, yeah.
And they're bringing you on board.
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm just going to.
Do they know that
I'm
you'll
just
eat
show
anything
up
that is placed in front of you? Like, I don't know if they want you there at their little facility helping out.
You know, I don't know if they've thought it all the way through, but I am
like,
very.
Hey, where'd all the bagels go?
I'm impressed with what they're doing. So I just want to show up and show my support.
Well, thank you for doing
they've
that.
They've got some music acts at Fiddler's.
You're a good
this
human.
Weekend, so.
You're very good.
Oh, what are you doing?
Not that. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Story out here this morning talking about the Gen Zers, and they are forgetting the bars and parties, you guys.
Yeah.
3 out of 4 Gen Zers aged 18 to 29 now say that, I'd rather stay home on a weekend. That's my default weekend plan. They are choosing pajamas and Netflix and gaming and scrolling and relaxing over actually going outside and having a nightlife and being with other humans.
Well, it's because everything's so expensive.
That is the number one thing
on
here, Katie.
That's
with a little emoji bag of money, which is annoying to see. But as they say, it's just too expensive. And going out just isn't worth the money. Staying home, you can save money.
Mm-hmm.
And many Gen Zers are just saying, I literally can't afford a fun night out. Oh, that's too bad.
It is too bad. May I suggest Wine Time, where you can get unlimited wine
just
one set standard price, coming up August 28th?
Wow,
yeah,
nice
but
plug.
Other than that, it is
the
really
problem
expensive.
Is that those 18, 19, and 20-year-olds don't show up, okay?
Well, no. But 21 and up, there's a whole 21 to 29 in that Gen Z category.
Yeah.
So it's like,
we'll let you
know,
you
have to look for things like that in order to make it worth it because it's so expensive to be out and about.
Yeah, the Zers are saying if they had an extra $100, 71% of them say, well, that's going to go towards bills or necessities, not a night out on the town, unfortunately.
Aww.
Now, the second thing with the sad face emoji here is it's just saying that they're lonely. They feel lonely on a typical weekend. They don't have enough friends to regularly hang out with in person. Aww.
May I suggest Wine Time, where you can come hang out with the whole Mix crew and make all kinds of friends.
21 and up event. The
That's
next
so
problem
sad.
Is most of their social life is happening on their phone. It's all digital now instead of face-to-face. They prefer online friendships versus face-to-face real-life friendships. I see that a little bit with my daughter right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
As she talks to a very large amount of her girlfriends via the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that they're doing, like they'll get on the tablets and they'll do crafts together and they'll do painting together. They'll like write stories and stuff together. So they're actually like they're being involved and engaged with each other. But there's still something slightly unsettling about it.
Well, yeah, we need to be careful with justifying it with, well, you're creating. You're still not getting out there and getting the face-to-face interaction that we need as humans.
Causing trouble.
It is
smoking cigarettes for the first time.
Come on, It builds character.
Do a little shoplifting,
exactly.
All right? Get some stories.
Get out there.
Get out there.
Do
break
stuff.
Some glass in a public parking lot, all right?
You get it?
Make out in the backseat of somebody's car.
I know. We've all done these things.
Yeah, so you're missing out on stories,
it's
bro.
It's so exhilarating, I'm telling you.
Go spray paint a wall.
I know. Okay, well, let's not get crazy.
Destroy some public property.
Maybe not graffiti or, you know, get thrown in jail.
Come on, guys.
Maybe
get out there. Get pregnant.
JKJ does not condone.
No.
You can't do that while you're sitting on your tablet.
No,
I guarantee you that.
Absolutely not. Yeah. We know that much. Yeah. But no.
And then go get a coffee with some friends,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Make it nice.
So
make
speaking of
nice.
Just hanging out at home and relaxing and trying to become at peace with one.
Yeah.
There's a new Z-er shower trend, too,
well,
I guess.
You know, it's so funny is they are just obsessed with their bathing traditions and giving buzzworthy terms to it. And that's kind of what this story is because they talk about how dark showering is the latest trend for Gen Zers. Now, this joins a list of already ridiculous names for showering. Have you heard the everything shower?
No, this is new to me. Like a bagel?
Yeah. The everything shower?
An everything bagel?
No.
And I don't know why they need to let people know what they're going to be doing in there. Because, like, these have always been a thing.
Oh, hold up. So everything is, like, probably shampoo, conditioner. I'm
shaving.
I'm exfoliating.
You're like, yeah.
I got my sugar scrub.
Moisturize.
It's kind of a girl term.
Face mask on.
The everything shower. But baby Nana will tell me I took an everything shower. It's like they have to let you know what they did in there.
Well, it's because, like, the everything shower takes 45 minutes as opposed to 10.
So they're wasting water.
It's okay, so that is
they have no friends and they're wasting water.
The everything shower, then there's the nothing shower.
What are you just doing there? You're
the opposite of an everything shower. It's a minimal, quick rinse. You actively
well, there's another name for
avoid
that.
Washing your hair. I know we had names too. We just didn't have to tell everybody. Now we
that
have
we can't
the dark
say on the air.
Hold on, the existential crisis what? Shower.
You cry? Is that the one where you cry in the shower?
A longer, emotionally
you're crying
shower,
in the shower.
Often standing under hot water, like you're giving it to yourself
with some
you're
like sad music.
Yeah. Yes. And so now the dark shower is very much like you don't want to be overstimulated. So you got to dim the lights. Maybe just a candle in there. Maybe not lights
ooh,
at all, right?
That's kind of peaceful.
But it is about like dim ambient light. It's specifically designed to ease your anxiety, wind down before sleep. So that's where they're saying this is really coming in handy is you do this before you go to sleep and it helps you sleep better to have a shower in the dark before you lay down.
Okay. I'm kind of on board with that one.
I can see that.
I don't think you have to be a Z-er to enjoy that. I think if you're a busy mom juggling work and kids and all that nonsense, you need the dark shower.
But for the Gen Z-ers, it has to trend on TikTok and they have to give it a name before they'll accept it.
I surely thought it's cute. You were going to say it was like a gothic type thing where you dress all goth and get in the shower.
The dark shower?
Yeah. You get in with your mascara on and your spiked hair and your dog collar on and society is making me shower.
You grow out of it, though, right? You only go through that dark shower phase
right.
for a little bit.
Very black towel, you know.
Tell us your feelings.
I found a wasp's nest on the side of the house, kind of where like I keep my trash cans and stuff, and I had knocked it down a couple days ago. But those wasps, I guess, were determined. And they still found the nest after I smashed it up on the ground, and they were still trying to build it. Essentially, so they were still all over it, which is weird. I'm like, bros, give up.
All right.
Just let it go.
They're like, we're not going to let a little chair get us down.
Go somewhere else. Leave it alone. Just leave it. Move on.
Determined.
But my dog ran out there yesterday when we were putting some trash out, and it's on the ground, so she's she starts nipping at it. Little golden fawn, okay? And sadly, I was like, oh, no. She got stung. Like right in her, right by her nose, right by her snout, and then on her foot. Okay,
no.
And I was like, "Oh, little buddy."
I hate when the puppies get.
So
hurt.
I was like, "Well, we'll see what happens with this. This might be $1,000, you know, wasp sting." So about 45 minutes later, she seemed to be doing fine. She was running around playing with the kids. She was doing fine. Okay, everybody settled down. I look over, and the side of her face looks like she got hit in the face with a softball.
The baby.
It's like, oh no. I felt so bad. And then I was like.
Then you laughed. I know you laughed.
I should have put it on Instagram. There's videos on Instagram of dogs that have been stung by bees, and they swell up so fat.
It's
and
the
they
best.
Look so darn funny. And it's hilarious. I was like, I better not.
Yeah. No.
So I started researching, can you give dogs Benadryl? And you can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, just a little. little piece.
Yeah, a little piece of Benadryl, and it's perfectly fine for him.
Yeah.
So I went on a search up in the linen closet upstairs where we keep some of our meds and stuff. The only Benadryl we had was children's Benadryl.
It's perfect.
In liquid form.
Oh, no.
Bubblegum flavor.
Oh, she's going to love that.
And I stuck my pinky finger into it, and went, I was like, oh, that is strong bubblegum flavor. Woo! So I researched again, and that is perfectly fine to give to dogs.
Yeah.
Don't everybody be coming at me right now. I had to go over, and me and my kids had to hold her mouth open while I took the little cup filled with liquid bubblegum flavor Benadryl, and I'm down the hatch. We're doing shooters. Sorry, Goldie. This is for your health. And that was the sad moment that turned me happy, because her reaction to the bubblegum Benadryl.
Like a baby eating something sour, right?
It was so just funny. Like a baby eating something sour. The poor dog's reaction to the bubblegum flavored medicine. She ain't never had that before, I'll tell you that much right now.
You should have put that on Instagram. Now, that would have been funny.
But I was waiting for the people to be like, animal abuse. I'm helping her.
You're taking care of her.
I want the swelling to go down.
Yeah.
Good news. Again, about another 45 minutes later, all that swelling went all the way down, and she was fine the rest of the night.
Yay.
We gave her a cookie chaser, though, I will tell you that.
You
a milk bone chaser is what she got after that. Nom, nom,
who's
nom,
a good girl?
I know. And then I was worried that she was going to throw up. No. Everything's fine at my house. Thank goodness.
Good.
Five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We go fast without.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It's time to get our Fast Five on. Shout out to everybody going back to school, hanging in the carpool lanes. We want to talk to you. We want to play this game with you. If you've never called in and played, now's your chance. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1. 1649. I'll get you in the studios with JKJ to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and I'll throw a category at you, like soft, like underhand. I'll lob it to you. And then I'll start an annoying 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? Come on, give it a shot. 303-691-1649. We call it Fast Five. I am unblocking the lines right now. It's all presented by our good partners at Bally's Casino Blackhawk, with best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, because you're all over the place when it comes to what you ask. We could make you hungry, like five menu items at Costco. Quick, name them. Or five cartoons on Nickelodeon. The one that won it yesterday was so sweet because it was Allison and Little Avery, and they were able to name five restaurants that started with an S, no problem. Steuben,
right.
Sonic, remember? They were great. So
They were skibbity. Scuba.
They were so cute. Like, Avery was adorable. So, yeah.
We actually turned around and made that a little video clip that we put on our socials yesterday.
Yeah, on Instagram. Go follow us at Jeremy, Katie, Josh, and check it out. It was so cute.
Not only can you become a radio superstar with us, we throw you on our socials sometimes, too. And you're a social superstar.
Yay.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Especially if you've never played Fast Five before. We always love talking to the newbies. Now, we've been pimping this prize all week. Two more days now of an awesome concert at Red Rocks if you win Fast Five.
Yeah, and it's like three concerts in one because it's a bunch of headliners. You're going to get to go see Matt Nathanson, Bare Naked Ladies, and Train all one night at Red Rocks. It's coming up on August 17th. So you will be at the best venue on the whole planet to see a fabulous show if you win Fast Five today.
It really is magical, isn't it?
The best.
If you guys get placed on hold, don't hang up. I see a few of you doing that. If you get placed on hold, that means you're in. You lucked out, because we've had people who try to call in and play 300-500 times a morning. They try calling in, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Especially for these tickets.
303-691-1649 will get you in the studios for Fast Five. And it looks like Catherine made it in. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, good morning.
Well, top of the morning to you. What are you doing today?
I'm driving and driving and, you know,
Driving.
And driving? Yeah. You're just, are you aimlessly driving around or do you have a destination?
Yeah, I set my alarm and I just like traffic. I have a lot of, I'm hitting all the schools. I've got to hit all the schools this morning and my 13-year-old just threw the phone in my face. So yeah. I guess I'm doing Fast Five.
Yeah, you are. You have a smart 13-year-old. Give him a shout out. Who do you got in there with you?
Iris and Odette. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, kiddos.
Oh, those are fun names. Iris and Odette.
Are they doing hot lunch or cold lunch today?
Yeah.
We're doing hot lunch. She loves calling in. She did your angry animals last week. She just loves your number, I think.
Well, that's very kind. That's very awesome. Sweet. Yeah. Very, very sweet. All right. Well, are you ready to play? Are you focused?
As focused as I can be. Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to do this. All right. Well, let's pull this Band-Aid off super quick. We'll get to it.
You got this.
In 10 seconds, I need 5 TV shows that are primarily set in an office. Go.
Oh, God. The Office.
One.
Severance.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Severance.
That's it.
I'm not going to make it, guys.
No, you really...
got to.
You know what, though? It was really nice talking to you, and you're so sweet, even though you were so nervous.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys have a great day and have a good day at school. She was nice. Hi, Jen.
Hello, good morning.
Says you're relaxing after work, so you're an overnighter.
No,
nope.
That's what I'll be doing today after work.
I've been busy every day this week,
so I'm excited about it.
You're a busy little bumblebee.
Those are the best days.
And I called you guys yesterday and floundered, so I'm hoping I'm better today.
Oh, very good. Well, we'll see how you do.
Bounce back.
Did we ask you where you work?
No, I work at CU Anschutz. I'm doing preclinical research.
Wow, you fancy.
Yeah.
We come in and make fart jokes on the radio.
I mean, it's entertaining for me. So.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Somebody's got to do it, Jen. Somebody's got to do it. All right, what do I have for you? This one came in from a listener overnight, and I think I'm going to use it. Some of them that came in overnight were like crazy easy, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. But this one's kind of difficult. 10 seconds. I need you to reel off 5 famous men named Kevin. Go.
Kevin Spacey,
yep.
Kevin Costner,
yep.
Kevin Bacon, Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Buzzer. Kevin James,
Kevin
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
That's the one we needed.
That's the one we needed.
That was so impressive. You almost had it.
Duh,
so
Jen,
close.
So close. Well, it was nice talking to you again. You have a super dupe day, Jen.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye. Man, oh man.
I really thought she had it.
Who else we got? Again, always looking for the newbies, guys. People that have never played before. Be brave. 303-691-1649. Here's Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's on the docket today? What's going on?
Just running errands.
Just running errands.
Any fun ones?
Yeah. Or what's the worst one?
Oh.
I need to find a way to fix the aerator in my kitchen faucet.
Oh, that sounds
boring, huh?
Really yeah, a little. Yeah.
Good God.
Well, what is the
Very
fun
boring.
One you have then? Okay, what's the most fun one?
There you go.
Furniture shopping for my daughter who just moved into her first apartment.
Hey, there you go.
That's fun.
Somebody's got IKEA in her future.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, there you go. Easy furniture. All right, what do we have? What do we have? What do we have? Okay, and you can't use the word the, okay? I'm not going to accept anything that starts with the.
Okay.
But I need five restaurants that start with the letter T. Go.
TGIF, Ruby, not Ruby Tuesdays.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Now I'm trying to.
You know who has the best rolls?
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
No.
Yeah.
And you go wash it down with a taco from?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco John's would work there, too.
Taco John's. Then you go look at all the pretty girls at?
Twin Peaks. I'm like,
Well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. She's done with us. She's like, okay, you're making me bored.
She's got furniture shopping to do.
Emily.
Hello.
Well, hello, you ray of sunshine. Are you in the car with the kiddos right now?
I sure am.
All right. Well, tell us who you got with you.
So I have Noah with me headed to sixth grade.
Wow. Oh, big sixth grade. What school?
Big deal.
Silver Hill.
Oh, that's one of my favorite schools.
Really? Yeah, it's a good one.
Absolutely. One of my favorites.
Is that the last year of elementary school or the first year of middle school?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
First year of middle. Ooh,
that's a big step.
You got this, Noah. You got
big
this.
Step.
Let's go.
Is he freaking out?
No, he's my confident little guy. He's good.
Good for Noah. That.
Yep, that's all you need is confidence.
You doing hot lunch or cold lunch today?
Hot lunch.
Hot lunch.
Yummy.
Do you know what they're having for hot lunch?
Nope.
Nope. Just going in blind. He's like, pizza or pigs in a blanket.
You got this, Noah.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, good luck. Have a good day at school. Okay, I have some rules for this one for you, too, Emily.
Okay.
You can't say ball, lane, or pin. Ball, lane, or pin, but I need other five terms that might come from bowling. Go!
Okay, gutter.
Yep.
Bowling.
Well, yeah.
Shoes. Oil.
Yeah, time's up. Darn it!
What for?
The turkey.
The spare.
Frame. Open frame.
Nachos.
Oh.
Clean game. Nachos.
Always at the bowling
pitcher
alley.
Of beer.
Yeah.
And cigarettes.
Okay. Yes.
Emily, darn it, you didn't get it. But
so
it was fun to talk to you guys, you and Noah. But have a great day, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Really thought Emily had it.
Kathy?
Yes?
Are you a good bowler?
No.
Yeah, me.
I was.
Oh, back in the day, huh? But now you've really gone to hell.
High school. Yeah, everybody goes in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I took bowling class in high school for my gym credit. Not going to lie.
Did you go? Oh, my gosh. Good for you.
And I think I got a C in it, if I recall.
Jeez, oh, you couldn't even ace bowling.
Like, you
huh?
just had to show up and get an A, but somehow I got a C. Oh, well. My screen says your husband's off today. You guys going to make out or something?
I don't know. I don't know if we have any big plans. I just sent my son off to his first day of school.
Oh,
nice. And I don't know what we're going to do after.
You guys are alone.
You should. Just initiate it.
Smooches.
Do it.
I know. Yeah.
Smooches.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Just walk up to him.
She's like, I still have morning breath. Just give me a minute.
Oh, my God.
Not now. Get off me. Where's the Listerine?
Oh. I know. He's so bad.
So awkward for you, Kathy. All right. You ready to do this, bad breath?
Oh, yes.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. This one's very subjective. 10 seconds. Ooh. Give me five things that might ruin Thanksgiving. Go.
Oh, burnt turkey, forget to cook the corn, lumpy mashed potatoes, family fight.
And you got four. You got four.
I love the corn.
And just you could just said my mother-in-law.
Ah, I could have. Ah, shoot.
Oh, shoot is right, Kathy. But you're so sweet and you're so kind for having us on in the morning. Thank you so much for calling and playing.
Enjoy your day with your husband.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kisses, kisses. Bye. 303-691-1649 if you'd like to play Fast Five. Are we going to get a winner today? I don't feel like these have been that hard, Kathleen.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Would you have gotten some of these? Because I feel like they're kind of easy today.
I feel like I would have gotten the Thanksgiving one.
Okay.
All right, big talker. 10 seconds. Five things that would ruin Thanksgiving. Go.
Mother-in-law, burnt food, no food at all, a Lunchable, no catering, Someone got lost on the way there. Having to travel.
A Lunchable?
A Lunchable.
Well, yeah. I've had a charcuterie board for Thanksgiving before.
That sounds good, but can you imagine showing up to a Thanksgiving meal and everybody gets their own personal Lunchable?
I know.
You're like, you know, if somebody can't cook, you're kind of, you know, up a creek.
Can you imagine?
And they're all the pizza kind, too. The worst Lunchable.
Nasty. Nasty. Yeah. Oh, sweet Kathleen. Do you know what you're supposed to say when you win Fast Five by chance?
How much I love Mix 100?
Well,
that too. Okay.
That's a close second. But no, you got to say, Jeremy, play me the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy, play me the Winnie Win sound.
Yeah. Kathleen for the W.
So good. Good job, Kathleen.
My husband is going to be so excited.
Well, I'm telling you what, it's going to be a banger of a concert. Yes. We're all like wishing we could go, but it's on a Sunday night, you know, and I get up at 3:30 in the morning. So
that's okay. We're educators and we will still find a way.
Yay, I'm glad you get to have a night out. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. You deserve it. Kathleen, it was a pleasure meeting you. I'm going to put you back on hold and we'll come back and tell you all about that prize to Red Rocks.
That's so awesome.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You guys have probably been listening to me for many years, hopefully. A couple decades now here at Mix. And you've heard me talk about my sweet wife, Nick Knack, many, many times. Nick Knack is definitely the sports fan in the family.
Yeah.
She's our sports girl. She is psyched for the Broncos to start. In fact, that she so much so she is forcing me to figure out how we can watch all the Broncos games on our TVs, because I canceled like every streaming service. She's like, how am I going to watch my games? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you can go to a bar by yourself. Leave me alone.
Look at you trying to pass off the responsibility.
Anyway, I guess I got to go antenna shopping this week. That sounds sexy. But I'm going to tell you right now, Christmas is already going to be ruined for her. Why? Because I'm looking at a story here. Both the Broncos and the Nuggets are playing on Christmas Day this year in a rare but exciting doubleheader for Denver sports fans. Broncos are going to be playing the Bills, and the Nuggies are playing the Golden State Warriors.
Ooh-hoo.
Right after Santa comes down the chimney.
Those are both going to be great matchups.
Here's good games.
Here's the problem. We like to hang out with my mom and you know, do stuff in my mom's house and have Christmas. And there's a very hard and fast rule that my mom has had for years and years. No TV on at Christmas. That is a time to celebrate family and our Lord and Savior, Santa.
Yeah.
And Kohl's and Costco for all of our gifts. So no TV on at the house on the holidays.
I like that rule, though.
Well, yeah,
like, you know,
but Nicole hates
it. I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, she hates it.
Exactly.
She could put it on her phone, right?
No. You got to focus on what's going on. You got the meal. Santa. You got presents.
No, your mom's not wrong for making that rule. I think it's important that we stay present. The presents. But even more than that, it's just we don't get a lot of, we only get so many Christmases together. I think people really need to look at the grand scheme of things. So in that moment, you really have to let it all sink in. So I kind of side with your mom on it.
There's a point, though, during the day of Christmas when the gifts have been opened, the food has been eaten, and we're just all kind of staring at each other, sitting around. At that point, why can't you kick on the TV? That's Nick Knack's argument. What are we going to do? Just stare at each other?
It's a very good argument.
Talk about Christmases from Christmas past?
Yeah, that's what your mom
present
wants you to do.
And Christmas future.
Tell me your favorite memory from Christmas of 19.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the best present you got as a kid growing up?
You could have like a game of categories, holiday edition.
Pin the hat on the elf.
Yes.
What's your favorite Christmas food?
A lot of Christmas things you can do. And it's one day. That's what you can't keep.
Yeah, but you
TV
got the Broncos and the Nuggies playing.
We're gonna have highlights.
When are they playing?
They are.
So Broncos are playing at 2:30. So by 2:30 on Christmas Day, you've opened presents. You've probably had a nice little brunch. Y'all are sitting around just waiting for dinner at that point.
Yeah,
if
you're
it's an
all day
thing. So and then the Nuggets play at 8:30. For God's sakes, by 8:30 at night, you've done everything.
That's you're like a whole
there's nothing
day
else to do.
Now. Like that's a lot of
you're
you
tired.
Know,
you just want to sit on the couch and watch Nuggets play.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I agree with your mom. I do.
Well, she's not gonna have it. I'm gonna tell you right now. But you do. It's very sweet. You do sound like a mom right now.
Well, yeah. because again,
need to
having
join
my
together and sing. Well, that's silver
the thing,
bells.
Because now my kiddo's out of the house, and I can't force her to hang out with me. And so when it comes to Christmases, and you know, she has to spend it with her dad and with me, and all of her family. Like, I want that time with me to be intentful, and we are dialed in.
This
we
is
are
shocking
out.
To me because you are a massive sports fan. Too.
I hate that they do it on the holiday. I've already have so many things to do on Christmas, and now you're going to throw a Nuggets and a Bronco game in there? Like, kind of mad about
you're
it.
Exhausted
the
from
day before,
not
the
cooking,
day after.
Probably.
Like, from eating the food.
I do all of it. I open stuff.
I do things.
It's exhausted.
Well, anyway, just a heads up to everybody out there. If you're planning your Christmas already, just know that the Broncos are playing and your Denver Nuggets are going to be playing on Christmas Day. Which is kind of special, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
It is kind of neat.
Go Broncos, go Nuggets. Well,
there's always a new term about dating.
There's always.
Can't you just call it dating?
And here's the thing. Of all the overused slogans across the dating apps, this one caught my attention because I love it. It's called Chalance, right? It is reigning supreme all across Bumble, Hinge, Tinder. Oh, maybe not Tinder, but the other ones. And it's a term for the opposite of nonchalance, right?
Like, so nonchalant, you're chill.
Nonchalant behavior.
No big deal.
Big deal.
And rolling off my back.
When you have that approach to dating, it gets frustrating for people who are really looking for a commitment. So that's kind of what this is it's like a playful shorthand for daters who want to make it abundantly clear they want serious commitment and genuine effort from a partner. So
I'm not getting enough chalant from you.
Well, no, because but you'll see it like with people's, you know, when they have their profiles and they're talking about what they're looking for. This word is popping up so much more. I can tell you, I have seen it in 2025 to 2026. I've seen this word pop up so much more.
Chalant.
Actually, on Hinge, they reported seeing a 217% increase with the word chalant because of this whole
it's
new trend.
It's such a weird word.
It's a weird thing
and
to
it's
say.
Like
right?
For me, maybe I'm slow right now, but it's like, it's just kind of hard to make that click.
Yeah.
Like, I just need you to be more serious.
More serious.
Just be more serious. For
exactly.
some reason, I'm so used to nonchalant, which is kind of how I live my life.
Yeah.
That chalant, I'm having a hard time in my brain making that work.
It is not an actual word.
That doesn't appear
in the English dictionary. It is just a new term that they came up with to make it buzzworthy.
It sounds like when one of our interns sneezes here. Chalant! Chalant! Chalant!
That's why it's hard for you to
dial
in
on it. I work
differently.
It's working different for me up there.
But maybe you can like apply, think of it differently outside of relationships.
Okay.
I know you're not really on the apps, but this is also just throughout life. So the term, on social media, it may function as a kinder way to identify over-the-top try-hard behavior. Because I deal with this all the time. I get really excited about stuff, and I don't hide it. And that's like, I'm excited. I'm not trying to hide how excited I am about this.
I've never been around somebody who hyperventilates so much.
Over fried chicken,
and again,
right?
It's not a dig or anything. No, it's not even food. Like, if you know you got something coming up at work, you guys, Katie will sit in the office and go.
I get a little nervous. I do. But they say, chalance is freely expressing your behavior in public and not being ashamed of it.
It's like you're invested in the person, right?
Being able to do that, to show your
I love you. You're so chalant with
emotions. Me. I actually, on the dating apps, I was talking to this guy recently, and his profile said, it takes just as much effort for me to have a casual relationship as it does for someone who's looking for a serious one. And so he's like, I just don't have time for all that casual stuff. And I thought that was just a neat way to put it. Like, I'm also right there. I'm not trying to take this energy.
But that's a great way of just... You used it in a sentence. You're fine. You made a complete sentence. You're not putting something cutesy with it.
No, you just don't like the word chalant.
I hate the
That's what it is.
Is it chalant or chalant?
Well, it's
Is it
chalant.
Nonchalant or nonchalant?
Nonchalant.
Nonchalant. So this would be chalant, not chalant.
Yeah.
Chalant. See, I'm even more confused
now. Boy, it's making you mad, isn't
chalant!
It?
Chalant!
Well, what it really just means being honest about your feelings and actions and showing them that you care, whether that be in just a friendship relationship or trying to be out there and trying to to build something with somebody long term. Like, that's why I like it, because I'm not hiding I feel about somebody, but I'm out there looking for someone to spend the rest of my life with, to go on my life journey. Like, that's what
I'm on my Chaland journey right now. I actually have a vision board in my bedroom, and it says Chaland on it.
Chaland, and I don't want to hide it. So I love it. Especially, I saw something at a concert recently that was the opposite of Chaland. It was nonchalant, and I didn't like it. So that's kind of
exactly. We do want to talk about
We're going to talk about that too, because it's
nice
just
segue.
Thank you. I'm impressed
by that.
Nonchalant.
All right.
Well, I went to a concert over the weekend, and I was at Fiddler's. So, you know, we were in the actual seats, and so it's kind of angled up. So I could see what was going on in front of me in the people in the seats directly in front of me. And there was this couple. And the entire show, they're all over each other, right? They're hugging each other, kissing on each other.
Somebody likes to watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're right in front of me, and they are not hiding it. And it was kind of cute, right? Like, you could tell it was something new, and they were just kind of vibing out. With everything, and it probably an hour of dancing between the two of them and just touching, and again some kisses stolen here and there.
Wow.
But then she leaves and gets a drink, right? So she's gone for maybe 15 minutes in between sets, and the entire time, like the minute this woman walks away from this man, he busts out his phone and he gets on Bumble.
He's on the Bumble.
And I can see everything he's doing on his phone, and he's messaging another woman, and they're messaging back like in real time, right in front of me. And I am just like the whole time watching it, like, clearly he is on a date at least with this other woman. Like, I don't,
know
their story. I don't know if they're together.
Could have been his sister.
Exactly. They, were kissing with their tongues, Jeremy. Like, you don't do that with your sister.
It's a big world out there, Katie. You never know what's going on.
Well,
anyway.
Even so, very rude behavior towards your sister if you're just, you know, just very unabashedly pulling out your phone.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it was so, like, for me and the person I was with, because we were both like, this guy right here. And we're seeing him send messages back and forth. I'm trying to, like, I was actually trying to take pictures with my phone to zoom in to see what the messages say.
Smart move.
Because I was thinking he was, like, setting up a date for later that night.
Well,
like,
what's wrong with that if this is his first date?
And I don't know. See, that's where it kind of,
I say if you're making, if you're sucking face with somebody,
I saw both their tongues.
You are with that person. Yeah, that's a lot of tongue action. That's not right. That is rude.
I know that things are different. I know that, you know, we've evolved so much as society to where, you know, like, I'm nobody's person. I'm my, I get all that. I get all that. But it just seemed very rude to do it right there at the same venue in which that
you're swapping
you were
making
out with somebody.
You never made out on a first date?
Man, oh,
well,
man.
Absolutely.
Come on now. See, that's what I'm saying.
But,
but again, you're immediately like, what's the bigger, better deal?
Never when I've been on a date. Have I hopped onto a dating app and messaged somebody else?
Okay, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
When she came back, was it like, oh, back into the... Okay.
He didn't get back on Bumble.
Well, that right there.
He didn't do it right in front of her.
That
like,
right there.
Like, it was only when she left that he was, like, opening this app and, you know, talking to somebody
else. So that right
else.
There, that's a smart dude.
Yeah, Josh, your face.
That's
have you
cool.
done this?
Oh, it's Josh.
Josh, have you done this?
He's been with thousands of women.
I've browsed. Yeah. If you aren't feeling it, and whether they were making out and not, I mean, like, you could be drunk at a concert and be all over each other, okay?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's, if you're like, hey, you know what, I don't see this going past tonight, who cares?
Yeah.
I truly don't think it's a big deal.
You
know,
so
I think you should have spoke up and told her.
And that's my question. And I felt like when she came back, because I was like looking at him like, you don't like her. Don't lie to her. Like, I almost like tapped him on the shoulder. Sir, open up your Bumble right now and show her the messages.
This is why Katie doesn't drink anymore, actually. I can see you being like, hey,
that's so nice.
Hey, jackass.
You be nice to her. She smells like Skittles.
You guys just swapped a little bit of DNA.
I know.
And you're doing the Bumblies?
I totally
Katie, they also might be into it.
She might
be into it, too.
But
later.
It didn't look like she was, because, again,
he
didn't.
He put it back in his pocket.
Yeah.
If she's into
it,
he's going to be doing it in front of her.
He wasn't
out in the open about it. So I feel like I did kind of drop the ball. I felt like, as a woman, I should have been on her side and I should have told her what she was getting into. I did not. I did not say anything, but did I do the wrong thing?
I would be more than happy to open up phone lines. If any listeners want to sound off, did Katie do the right thing by just keeping quiet, kind of minding her own business until she got on the airwaves and shouted to a million people what happened? Or should she have tapped this young lady on the shoulder and said, hey, I don't know if you're aware, but this dude's bumbling like crazy when you're not around.
Yeah, that's you, rude,
she
right?
could have probably gone and got herself a White Claw or something. You could have followed her.
I mean, well, and
given her a heads up.
She was a really pretty girl, the pretty lady, pretty woman.
Yeah.
A pretty person.
So she's a catch. So
I just felt like.
Lady shouldn't be treated like that.
She could have done much better after I saw his behavior when she left. So I don't know. I just felt like I could have done more.